What a wonderful sound. Good morning. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network. And you're on the program Global Time with none other than Jesus Christ. Welcome. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next few minutes. And I anticipate that we will have a wonderful time praising God, worshiping Him, thanking Him, and also making our requests known, standing in the gap, being intercessors, bridging the difference between what is and what should be. Welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning. Trust that you had a wonderful period of rest, and now you're ready to face a brand new day given to us. It's a gift. It's a gift. I'd like to have you join me as I go to the Lord in prayer and bring this program today in a special way before Him. Father, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for who You are, that You are the same as You were yesterday, and You are today, You are, and forevermore, for all eternity. You do not change. Our perception of You, however, changes as we learn of You, as we move and walk with You. It's in You that we have our being, and it's in You that we move. So we thank You for this day. Father, we anticipate that You are still on the throne. You're still ruling as You did on yesterday. You're still overruling as You did on yesterday. And You will continue to rule and overrule because You are Lord, You are God, You are the only wise God. So we commit ourselves to You today. We commit this program to You today. We pray that Your Holy Spirit, based on Your promises where You said You'd never leave nor forsake us, Your Holy Spirit will accompany us today in this short journey of prayer and petition before You. You will be the guide. You will be our instructor, our teacher. You are our altar today. So we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you for joining us. Well, what a joy it is. Well, today we want to take a quick look as we enter into prayer at the passage in Judges, the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 24. And that was a period in that's recorded there in the life of the nation of Israel and the challenges that they faced. And God raised up a man called Gideon. And Gideon had the task of leading the people to victory from their oppressors, from the enemy that was oppressing them. And that's still true today. God always raises up people that will provide leadership and moving in a direction against the enemy to overcome. And so in Judges chapter 6 and verse 24, it says, "So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it the Lord of peace." I'm sorry, the Lord is peace. To this day, it is still in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Let me read that again, please. So Gideon built an altar there to the Lord and called it, "The Lord is peace." Well, what is the Lord saying here? He's saying, "I am the altar of peace for your fear. I am the altar of peace for your fear." So if you're experiencing any fear today, know that God is the altar of peace. And it's before Him that we kneel on this day. And it's before Him that we stand, knowing that He is our altar of peace. And that's the focus today. Peace. Peace in a world where it's very elusive. It's hard to find. It's hard to keep because of all of the turbulences that exist in our lives and in the world today. So we can have peace. Living in a world that is turbulent continually is a constant threat to our peace. However, Jesus Christ is our peace, and you can trust him completely. In fact, the Bible tells us he is our altar of peace. We just saw that. So if you need prayer, or you want to enter into peace simply by beginning to give a praise report and worship him, let's join together and begin this day in praise, worship, and thanks. Right now would be a good time to enter into that. So your lines are open, and it's because we invite you and want you to share with us a praise report or a prayer request so that we can fulfill what God has given this day to us for, and that is that we can come to him once again, just like we did on yesterday. So it's another day of privilege. Good morning. Good morning and welcome. Praise the Lord for you. God bless you. I see some familiar people of God and saints, some whom we have missed in a couple of days of our sessions, and I see they're with us. Praise God. Thank you. God bless you. You were in our thoughts. You were on our mind. God bless you that you're okay and you're well enough to join us. Amen. All right. Yes, good morning and welcome.
Good morning to everyone listening. To you, Pastor Aubrey, thank you and your intercessors for remembering us. I am Diane.
Hi, Diane. Good morning. You were in thoughts this morning as I was in prayer preparing for a program today. I said I was going to call you today to find out how you and Aaron are doing.
We're good. We were out for, we missed you on Friday, and yesterday we missed the program because we were out for the weekend. That's why I didn't see us in church. Some friends took us for the weekend.
Well, that's good that you had a chance to get out a little bit. That's wonderful.
Yeah. She's feeling better. I just want to give God praise for that. She's doing better. We came back to the doctor today. Yeah, we're going back to his doctor today to get as the way forward for his medical care. And so we'll have some before tomorrow. We still believe in God for the answer from the immigration. So we just want to give God praise because our hope is in him. And he has been doing very well, you know, for us.
Yes.
And thank God for everyone who have us in their mind. They pray for us and in any way support us. We just give God praise. We'll continue to lift up and, you know, be together in prayer. God bless.
Well, thank you for that praise report and thank you for joining us. You've really encouraged my heart there because, as I said, I had purpose in my heart. I was going to check on you all to see how you were doing, and because we are believing God on your particular behalf and case. So thank you so much, Diane, and just give Aaron our greetings, my greetings, greetings for sure.
Yes, thank you.
Good, wonderful, Aaron. Wonderful. God bless you, Aaron. And we're continuing to pray for you. And today, maybe this is a special word for you guys to continue to entertain the peace,
the peace
of God. He's an altar of peace. And sometimes the giants that stand in front of us can threaten our stability of heart in terms of peace. But I want to pray for you all right now. I believe all of the our prayer partners would agree and would join us now in agreement in praying for you that all of your needs are met, all of your objectives are met, all of the desires of your heart are met, because you have your heart turned towards Him. Father, we thank you for this praise report. Thank you for upholding and keeping this couple as they face the challenges of supporting health, supporting themselves. And Father, we pray, O God, that everything that is connected with their case, that they desire and you know that they need, you already know what they have need of. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that the continued hedge of protection that you've installed around them, a hedge of protection, a hedge of favor, a hedge of health, healing, and wholeness, that it will continue to prevail. And Father, that they would continue to be strengthened in their inner man, and that health would continue to be in the atmosphere around them. We stir the atmosphere so that all of the blessing and health that's available from heaven is released for Aaron's benefit and for Diane's benefit as well, as they seek to be supportive of each other for your glory, for your great glory, that you would be seen as our healer, the healer that you are. You would be seen as our deliverer, the one that frees us. You will be seen as the one that makes us whole, because by your stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the healthcare professionals that are supporting them right now, Lord, and working with them. Thank you for giving them inspiration, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding of exactly what to do with Aaron's case and how to facilitate your healing that is available to him. We thank you right now in Jesus' name for a good report. We thank you, Lord, that all of what they've experienced will work to your good and to their good. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe you, Lord, right now. Blood prevails. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that praise report. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If there is anyone out there that that is experiencing a health challenge or some need, embrace that prayer. Adapt it to your particular situation and allow God to minister to your need in the name of Jesus. Allow Him to minister to your need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name today, Lord. Bless your name. And right while we're at it, and just hold your praise report and or request for just a second. Right now I'm thinking of a couple of people. I'm thinking of Michelle Lewis, who is in therapy for her illness, and I'm thinking of Etta Bullock as well, who are believing. These folk are people of God, and they're believing God for complete healing, complete deliverance, and we want to be in agreement with them right now. Father, we thank you for Michelle. We thank you for Etta. And we know, Lord God, that they are delivered in you. They are healed in you in the name of Jesus. They are highly favored, divinely powered, name of Jesus. Right. You are raising them up. They're going through a process of being made whole. We thank you right now. We know, Lord, that you use these situations to bring us to a greater place in you, a place of really understanding your love, your mercy, and your grace, how you care. You care. When we thought that we were caring for ourselves, it is you that is keeping us all the time, in health and in sickness. You're the one that's wed to us. You're the one that's covenanted, hallelujah, with us. You're the one that changed not. And we thank you, Lord, for the healing that's available to your people. You are the altar of peace. So we have complete peace. You are our altar of peace. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we pray for Tammy. We pray for Shakita. We, these new converts, we pray for them that they're being made well in their spirit. They're newborn. Strengthen them even now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Once again, thank all of you for joining us. We're in a company of many, many, many today. Many, many. And we thank God. Now, I believe someone wanted to share something with us. Your line is open. And, of course, you're welcome to state your praise and or prayer requests. But your line is open, so feel free to speak.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning.
Bless God on this wonderful and awesome day for life. A week for a brand new day. We give him glory. We give him the honor. And we give them all of the praise. And I have a praise report. I just thank God for confirmation of his word. Because in different situations for the past couple of weeks, with my son's situation, my son and my daughter's situation, and here on my job, and even up to over the weekend, I had a conversation with my landlord. And I just thank God for his word. Because after every situation, I just felt God's peace. And I didn't get riled up, and I didn't get angry. There was no concern. I just thank God for his peace. And this morning's word is just confirmation to me that, you know, once you just listen to the Lord and you humble, no matter what is going on around you, no matter what the enemy might try to come at you with in different and diverse ways, we have God's peace. I just thank him this morning. I just thank him this morning for his peace. His peace that passes all understanding. His peace that is able to take us through every storm. His peace that allows us to just be calm and know that he is God and he's still on the throne. That no matter what the situation, he is the one that is in control. Nobody else and nothing else but him and him alone. So I thank him this morning. And I pray God, and I bless his name. I give God all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. The Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for that praise report. On the subject of fear, one of the things that I've discovered, you can have fear today. I'm sorry, you can have peace today. And then tomorrow, find yourself being attacked by Christ. It's something, peace has to be maintained on a daily basis. Because you had peace today doesn't mean you will tomorrow. You have to acquire it every single day. Here's what the Holy Spirit recorded by the Apostle John's hand in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. It says, there is no fear in love, But perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not to be perfect in love. The opposite of fear is not courage. The opposite of fear is love. And just love the Lord. Just turn your heart. When fear comes, just resist in the name of Jesus. And love the Lord. And what happens, I know that I experience it this way, is that as I focus my heart on the Lord, then it's all up to Him. And whatever it is that I may be afraid of, it just dissipates, because perfect love casts out fear. And we are being perfected in love. We're being taught how to love, not how to fear. We're coming from a place of fear. Hallelujah. We're coming away from there, and we're learning to abide in the love of Him. So He's our peace. He's come. Yes, as we turn our in. So, you may have peace today, but please understand it has to be maintained on a daily basis so that you're always in peace. Hallelujah. Let us pray about that right now, so that through the strength and love of God that He has provided, all fear in this hour is gone. Heavenly Father, And make this prayer personal, because we're all vulnerable to it. We're all vulnerable to the spirit of fear. But He has not given us a spirit of fear. He's given us a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. That spirit of fear will cause you to go crazy if you let it. You will lose your sanity. That's how serious it is. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, and I'll pray in the first person so that we can be sure to have this be personal. Father, I know that the fear I'm experiencing is not from You. I know that You love me. Your word has given me that confidence. And there is no fear in Your love, Father. So I praise You today that Your perfect love has cast out all fear from my life. I love You because You first loved me. Lord, You are my light and my salvation. And because I know this is true, I will not fear others or anything. You are the strength of my life. Therefore, I have to be afraid. Your help, I will not let my heart be troubled. I believe in You with all my heart. Thank You for Your peace, which keeps me from all fear. Dear Father, I know that You have made it possible for me not to be anxious or fearful about anything, because Your peace, which passes and surpasses all understanding, is guarding my heart and my mind through Jesus Christ. Thank You for Your promise to give me Your perfect peace as I learn to keep my mind stayed, hallelujah, upon You. I choose to keep my mind stayed on You and to think about the things that are true, that are honest, that are just, that are pure, that are lovely, and of good report. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Without Him, though, I can do nothing. Father, make me perfect in Your love. And perfect Your love in me. and rejoice in the certainty that you have not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. I am yours, you are mine. I take my stand against all fear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
So we affirm today that God's perfect love,
hallelujah,
this ray of light of love coming to you. God's perfect love has cast out all fear from my life.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to give a couple of scriptures that I think it would be good for us to meditate on, not even only on today, but any day throughout this week and for the future. And of course, the one that we begin with is the one that we quoted just earlier. It's from 1 John chapter 4, and it's verse 18 and 19. That's John chapter 4. And then there's Psalm chapter 27 and verse 1. And then there's John 14, chapter 14, verse 1. That's John chapter 14, Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1. And then in the same chapter, that is John chapter 14, verse 27. And then there's Philippians 4. Chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Then there's Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And then there's John chapter 15, verse 5. And then there's 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And those verses have to do with the confidence that we can have in the Lord, that He has not given us fear, but love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. We rebuke every spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And only love. We open the door to the love of God to shine in and illuminate our inner being in the name of Jesus. So that it shines like the sun in us, through us, and around us.
Amen.
You're in the light, not in the dark. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Okay.
Is there another praise report or prayer request? We're here to agree with you and to praise Him together with you, whatever the case may be. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me do this. I see my sister-in-law in South Carolina. I see she's on. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I trust that you're feeling well. And I trust that you're awake.
Yeah,
you.
I am.
That's kind of
I
an
am,
insight.
I am, Pastor. I'm awake.
Okay.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. glad to see you. And I trust that you're feeling fine and that you're free of fear. The name
yes,
of Jesus.
Yes, yes. I'm doing well. I'm awake. And I didn't join you last week because at this time I was headed to conference most of the days. But God be the glory. It's over with, and I'm doing well. And I'm back on the line.
Well, praise the Lord. And your sister is listening. She's on as well.
Good morning, Sister Gregory. How are you?
Good morning.
Folks, pardon us. It's a little family thing going on, but that's all right. The peace of God is with us. And that's why we can do that. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Does anyone else have a praise request? Or a prayer request. Our time is together is winding down, and I know that many of you are preparing to go to your places of employment or take care of other businesses that you have on today. We trust that you would have a blessed day today, but we have time just for one more praise report or one more prayer request, and then we're out of here to overcome all of the giants that may appear from behind the bushes today. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a prayer request. I had asked for prayer for a particular family that I'm praying for, and I am asking for continued prayer for their marriage. It's the Denver family.
The Denver family.
I spoke to Mrs. Denver, and they had asked me that they wanted to christen their two children, and I was praying for them, and yesterday she came. She was looking for a job. She came yesterday, and she told me she found a job.
Praise the Lord.
That she and the husband and the two babies would try to be in church on Sunday. So I'm asking for prayer that God will, the devil will not put no hindrance to prevent them from keeping that desire to come to church, their desire to is for the two children to be christened, but they want to start coming to church first before they do that. So yesterday I met her. She told me she found a job, and that they are planning to come to church on Sunday. So I am asking for prayer for the Denver family, that God will truly work in their marriage and in their life.
Praise God. Thank you for that prayer request. Let us go to the Lord in prayer right away on that. God is about families, and the first family was in the Garden of Eden. And we saw that Satan is always a threat to family, to the wholeness and peace of and within family. So we pray right now, we lift up the Denver family. Father in heaven, we lift up before you this family unit, the Denver family, the husband, the wife, the two children. Father, their existence and their being a family is your doing. And now, Lord, we know that whatever you created, you can maintain in the name of Jesus. Once there is surrender and obedience, you can maintain and protect and provide for whatever you have created. And you've created the Denver family for your honor and for your glory. However, we notice, Lord, that there is a threat to the family of its wholeness, of its being, of its oneness. And now, Father, we rebuke the work of the adversary in the name of Jesus. We command Satan to take up his weapons right now and to flee, and that the man who you've made to be the head of the home, that he would have consciousness. He would call on you. He would seek you, Lord. He would find his security and his place in you so that he can be an effective leader of his home, that his wife would be able to look to him and for provision and protection. The children would be able to look to her as well, Father, and they would be secure as one unit in a time and in a season that is very turbulent. They will have peace, your peace,
hallelujah,
in the name of Jesus. That peace would just permeate the atmosphere of their individual and family lives. In the name of Jesus, we stir that atmosphere, and we pray that it would be charged with your presence in a magnificent way that even they don't understand, because your peace surpasses all understanding. Bless them, Lord. Give the man of the house dreams and visions of who you are, so that he is able to rise as you stretch forth your hand towards him. He would have the courage and the peace to put his hand in yours. In Jesus' name, proclaim that family for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we are looking and expecting that they would have a great testimony of your power to deliver, to preserve, to restore, and to make whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We bless your name. Thank you today. Thank you today. I want to thank all of you for joining us. You're a real encouragement to my own heart personally. I thank God for you. And everything that we say and done is undo on this program is first for me. If I'm an encouragement to you, well, praise God and thank God for that. But I'm also encouraging myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May God bless you today. May his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And guess what? Give you peace. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Yeah. God over us all.